Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce Kyle. I'm an architect evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here today with Glenn Berry, who's just written a book about SQL Server. Tell me about your book.
Okay, well, it's going to be called SQL Server Hardware, and it's coming out from Simple Talk Publishing. They're sort of the publishing arm of Redgate Software. But this book is basically all the things you have to do to SQL Server before you actually create your first database. So things like picking your hardware and configuring it properly and picking the operating system and configuring it properly and picking the right version and edition of SQL Server and then actually installing it and configuring it properly. So all this stuff that happens before you create your first database. You know, a lot of SQL Server performance books talk about how to tune queries and things like that, mm-hmm. but this is all the foundation stuff that you do ahead of time.
So give us a nugget. What would be one of the things that I'd want to know that your book tells me?
One of the things you'd want to know is, you know, how to actually evaluate the hardware that's out there and make a good selection. You know, if you've got hardware that's 2 or 3 years old, say you have a 4-socket server that's 2 or 3 years old, you can buy a 2-socket server now that has a lot more performance than that 4-socket machine, and you can save a lot of SQL Server license costs and take money away from Microsoft, unfortunately. But you can actually do a good job of consolidation or improving your performance, depending on what you're trying to do, if you know what you're doing with the hardware.
So what prompted you to write that book?
Well, I've always been interested in hardware, and I blog about it a lot, and so I just sort of decided, well, this is something that I should write a book about, you know, and I got together with Simple Talk, so.
So, and you write a lot of stuff on your blog, and my goodness sakes, you blog almost as often as I do, but you're blogging about all kinds of and you have tremendously deep information around SQL. So how does the book and your blog, how does that relate to each other? Are they totally different?
Well, I mean, my blog is called SQL Server Performance, and I try to focus on things that affect performance and scalability and high availability for SQL Server, you know, mainly with the database engine. I don't get into analysis services or integration services, but I've been blogging for about 5 years, and there's a pretty decent amount of overlap between the blog and the book, but I think the book goes a little bit deeper than I can in, you know, just a daily blog post. I try to blog every day. I don't always make it, but I blog quite a bit.
But this goes into the hardware aspects more, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talk about hardware on my blog quite a bit, but I just thought, you know, having it in a book, and I tried to make it so it's not just talking about, well, here's the process you should get right now. I tried to give people tools they can use to evaluate new processors and compare them to what is already available, for example. You know, there's a tool called Geekbench, which is a cross-platform benchmark that just takes a couple of minutes to run, and it gives you a score for your processor and your memory performance. And then there's an online database of Geekbench scores, so you can compare an existing system to a system you're looking at and make an actual good estimate for sizing, for example. You know, this new system is going to have twice as much CPU capacity as the old system based on Geekbench. And I found that Geekbench actually correlates pretty strongly with TPCe scores, because TPCe is actually CPU limited as long as you have enough I/O to drive it. So it's a pretty good predictor of performance. And that's just a free tool you can download and run. That's one of the things I talk about in the book.
So you can get your book from your publisher?
Yeah, it's going to be available on Amazon.com. And mm-hmm. then I'm pretty sure that Simple Talk will be selling it. And then it'll be available, like if you go to a conference like PASS or TechEd or something, the booksellers will be selling it there.
Okay, and be sure and come by and have you sign it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bruce.
Thanks for being here today. We'll see you next time.